grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the power and the presence of his Holy Spirit be with you all today in every way. Amen. Well, the text for today is the gospel reading from John. This Sunday is usually a very popular Sunday in the church, Good Shepherd Sunday. And I was asking a friend of mine the other day, I said, what emphasis or what Sundays do you enjoy in the church here? And he said, Easter, Christmas, and Good Shepherd Sunday. I don't know how you would rank your favorites in terms of the hearing of God's word, and in particular, the ministry of Jesus and how he is described. Well, they say a picture is worth a thousand words. There's a picture that's just emblazoned on my mind and on my heart. It was a picture that I first observed probably when I was 4 or 5 years old, going to church with my parents and grandparents. It was in Fort Dodge, Iowa. It was a very large, kind of a Gothic cathedral kind of church. They had big transepts that moved out on the sides and these huge stained glass windows. And we always sat up front, and I looked toward the left, and there was this huge stained glass window picture of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Probably some of you have seen a stained glass window like that, I would assume. And in this particular picture, Jesus is standing, and he's holding sheep, and sheep are also sitting at his feet. I guess there's a reason that I always remember that picture. I think it meant a great deal to me. It was sort of a time, we went to church, and I didn't really look at the altar as much as I looked at the window. And I think just seeing this greater than life-size picture of Jesus, on the stained glass, I saw the sheep, and I guess I sort of felt like I was one of those sheep, like I wanted to be one of those sheep, like I really wanted to feel safe and secure in the hands of Jesus. That's what the gospel lesson really is about today. There's a hymn in our hymnal. The verse goes, "Have no fear, little flock, for your Father has given you the kingdom." Have no fear, little flock. Not a flock of chickens, not a flock of whatever, but sheep. Have no fear, little sheep. My father-in-law was farmed in North Central Iowa. In those days, way back, farmers, had a collection of, livestock, everything, you believe it. I mean, everything was running around and roaming around in the farmstead. And I always enjoyed going to the sheep, a sheep pen which he had, and they had a place to graze out in the pasture. I guess maybe it was because of that stained glass window. I don't know. But I always liked to follow him. And whenever I did, I was always hoping that these sheep would follow me. They didn't. They followed him. Why do you think that was? Well, you know why it was. He took care of them. He fed them. He got the critters off of their wool, and he watched them and chased vermin away, predators away, so on and so forth. He took care of the sheep. This wonderful picture we have of Jesus as our good shepherd and our picture that we have of us is just so overwhelmingly powerful in its peace and its security and its presence. Psalm 23, right? The Lord is my shepherd. Really gives you that sense of peace, security, things are going to be okay because the shepherd is here. There's a book entitled A Shepherd Looks at the 23rd Psalm. It was written by Philip Keller. He was a sheep herder himself. And he mentions four requirements of sheep that must be met. Number one, they must be free from fear. Number two, they must be free from friction with each other. Three, they must be free from pests and predators. And finally, they must be free from hunger. Fear, friction, predators, hunger. They must be fed. Well, that really kind of hits it on the head for us, doesn't it? As you think about your relationship with Jesus and your desperate need for him in your life each and every moment. He's the chief shepherd. In fact, he calls himself the good shepherd, doesn't he? And really what he's saying in this text, among other things today, is have no fear, little flock. Have no fear because you are his and he is yours. You belong to him. He loves you and you respond in love toward him. You look to him as we do each and every day. Think about it this way. I am his. How can I say that I am his? Well, he tells me, right, that we belong to him. Jesus says, I am yours because, what? I created you. Now, certainly we attribute God the Father to the work of creation, preservation, and keeping us. But remember, God is what? Three persons, triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And in Colossians 1:16, Paul writes, in him and in Jesus were all things created in heaven and on earth. God has an overwhelmingly powerful, great investment in our lives. There's no doubt about it. He took the initiative. He took the action. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created, right? The heavens and the earth. And then he looked at the heavens and the earth, and he said, this is a wonderful creation, and now I'm going to create the crown of my creation, which is mankind. I'm going to set mankind in the midst of this creation, and everything is perfect, and everything is right, and everything is just. We belong to him because he created us. We know words from Scripture. Before the world was even formed, what? God knew us. Isn't that amazing? Well, nobody knows me very well. I don't have many friends. Well, you have one friend that's an eternal friend that forever and ever, he knew you before you were even created. But in Isaiah 53:6, the prophet reminds us, he calls us sheep again. All you like sheep, that's us, have gone astray. Each and every one in his own way. Sheep need guidance. Sheep need help. Sheep need direction. Sheep need care. I think I'd like to raise sheep. Maybe you'd like to be a farmer if you're not. You say, you know, I think I'd like to raise sheep. They're little cute things, you know, and they just have such a good time. I enjoy holding them. And so you get your sheep fold together, and then you say, well, I'll come back and I'll check on you in about 6 months and see how you're doing. Doesn't work that way, does it? And it doesn't work that way for God either. He just didn't create us and then let us go and just take off and do our own thing and go our own way without continually, every moment, every second, checking on us and reminding us of who he is and who we are. And he's done that by his call, by his word, by his spirit. Have no fear, little flock. Why do we say fear? Well, how do you feel about living in today's age, huh? You know, we always think back and we say, well, the early Christians, they had it rough. And of course they did, right? They were persecuted. They were rounded up. Their lives were taken because of the name of Jesus, which they spoke and lived and witnessed to. We live in a fallen world too. We might say we're a little more modern, you know, a little more, we have more conveniences, the wonderful internet, and so on and so forth. But as we know, every good and perfect thing can be converted into every evil thing. It just seems like whenever we get something into our hands, we want power, we want control, we want to be first, we want to have it all. And things get so messed up. Evil becomes good. Boy, that's what happens. All we like sheep have gone astray. We need help. We need to be rescued. And God did that. We'll call it by the rite of Calvary, right? We belong to him because of creation. Secondly, we belong to him because of Calvary, because of the cross, right? He went there and took the sin of all mankind, everybody who's ever lived and will live till the end of time. Jesus took it all on himself, every sin. I think there are some times in our lives we look at some really kind of, you know, evil, bad people. They're so lost. They're so over the hill. God has turned his back on them. God never turns his back on anybody. Think of the thief on the cross, right? To the last moment, the last breath. God's Spirit was there tugging away, opening the heart to Jesus. Remember me, he said, Lord, because you are really the Lord of my life. In John 10, 1, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. Right? He gave himself the ultimate price, the ultimate sacrifice. And boy, we've just focused on that for a number of weeks, haven't we? During the Lenten season and, you know, the way to the cross, the bitter and the better road that Jesus traveled had to be God, the God-man, to take this sin and this evil stuff away and destroy it and conquer it. We couldn't do it for ourselves. Every moment in our lives is a thank you, Jesus moment. Really. Thank you, Lord, for giving your life that we might be saved and will be. And certainly, thirdly, we could say, he's mine, he belongs to me because of his loving care. John 3:16, that beautiful promise from God, for God so loved the world, agape love, total, ultimate, perfect sacrifice, surrender, giving of self. Something that we struggle, obviously, to do with this thing we call our fallen nature, right? We want to do it. We want to give. We want to surrender. But it's a battle. But remember, the battle has been won. Jesus, he conquered the devil and sin and all the evil. He did it. That's why it's so important for us as we live, as we move, as we have our very being, we're enveloped in Christ alone, in Christ alone. The chief shepherd. In Matthew 28:20, Jesus says, I'm with you always, forever and ever, always. And not just, hey, I'm here, but hey, I'm within you. I'm around you. I'm under you. I'm surrounding you. I'm holding you up in my hands. It's like that picture of the good shepherd on the window shepherd, you know, the window, holding sheep in his hands. Picture's worth a thousand words. God's word is, well, the word. Yes, he is mine. I am his and he is mine. He is mine. David says in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I claim him. Yeah, he belongs to you too. And you, you know, he belongs to you guys, right? But he belongs to me too. The good shepherd, the chief shepherd. Yeah. In John 10, 14 and 15 verses, we could say the good shepherd knows his sheep, right? I know my sheep and my sheep know me. You know what that sounds like to me? That sounds like to me a relationship. Now, if you're married, you might say this to your spouse, you know, I know you and you know me. Now, that can be, you know, that's good. Because we know each other in those good moments and sometimes in those troubled moments, right? But we know each other, and that God knows us perfectly. My sheep know me, and I know them. Not only that, you know, I have a name, and I've called them by name, and they belong to me, but I know their heart, I know their mind, I know their way and their will. God has us in his hand. That's what this word from God is today, this beautiful John chapter 10 that talks about Jesus as the good shepherd. Bottom line is, he has us, and he's there for us, and you know what? He is going to bring us through. I don't know what it is you're struggling with today, but I know there's issues. Everybody has issues. There are congregational members, I know, you know them, and they're struggling. We have friends, we have neighbors, right? I mean, we do. And the bottom line is to know that God will bring us through this as we focus on him as our good shepherd. And, you know, we could all testify to that. You know, I know we could. We could all testify to that today. I wish we had. Can we take about 2 hours for church today? No. Okay. I'm just kidding. Yeah, they don't have a problem with that. No. Ah, it's Pastor Miller preaching today. It's going to be 20 minutes. Okay. I promise it won't be that long. But, you know, if we had time, and I would encourage you to take time today, just to look over your life and to see that good shepherd, Jesus, and that relationship you have with him, that relationship of faith and of promise. Faith meaning trust, and promise meaning peace. That's our Lord. I brought you into my kingdom, and will keep you there. That's also a promise. You know, that John 10:10 speaks about the fact that, you know, Jesus says, I'm not like a shepherd like some of these other folks who have no commitment to you, you know. These hirelings, these other folks. I got to be gone for a few months. I'll turn my flock of sheep over to somebody I really don't know, but, you know, they said they'd help me. No, that's dangerous. Jesus said, I don't relinquish my commitment to you. I never surrender it. I never give it up. And whether you like it or not, or whether you know it or not, I'm in your face every moment. That calls for repentance, doesn't it? That calls for, Lord, I'm not what I should be, but thank you for loving me. Hey, that's not a bad phrase, is it? Lord, I'm not what I should be. Meaning, I'm sorry. but thank you for loving me. Wow. So powerful. So powerful. There's another interesting part of this chapter where Jesus, and I, you know, you often think, why did he include this verse or this word? But there are other sheep. In other words, that need to be with you. It just seems like Jesus is relentless in getting our attention and our focus, what? Beyond ourselves, but out into the world. How many of us are happy that we are sheep? Yay. How many of us are thankful we are sheep of the Good Shepherd? Yay. Is that where it ends? It isn't. Jesus makes that perfectly clear. You know, Christ's mission is our mission. Jesus is constantly sending his disciples out into the world. Go, 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 go! And be everything you can be for me, that others may see in you me, Jesus, with skin on. That's what we're to be. By what we say and what we do. Have no fear, little flock. For the Father has given you the kingdom. I'm yours and you're mine. That's what Jesus is saying today to you. And that's his commitment. My sheep hear my voice, they listen, and they follow. Would you pray with me? Lord, we are like sheep who've gone astray. But you are a good shepherd. You are the chief shepherd. You are the shepherd who has given his life for the sheep, for me, for us, and for all. Holy Spirit, give us eyes to see you, ears to hear you, and a heart to know you. And the energy of your Spirit to follow you. Have no fear, little flock. Amen. May God's peace and the blessing of Jesus as the great good shepherd lead you and guide you, keep you safe and secure along his way, which is yours. Amen.